Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we will be reciting for you a beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from the sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about places where one is prohibited from sitting. You know that there are certain places where one is prohibited from going to, from being in, or from sitting. Even though one might not be committing the sin which is actually being committed by other people in that place. By way of example, we know according to Islamic jurisprudence, one is not allowed to sit at a table and eat where there's wine being served or where there's people drinking wine. Even though one might not be drinking the wine, but nevertheless, even sitting in that place is prohibited. Right, so this is an example. There's other examples as well. In this beautiful narration in Hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he alludes to and indicates another one of these places where one is prohibited from sitting. This Hadith in particular was mentioned by in the context of a certain verse of the Holy Quran, meaning a certain verse of the Holy Quran was mentioned, or the Imam mentioned it himself, and then with respect to it, the Imam mentioned something regarding it. The verse of the Holy Quran in question is this: certainly he has sent down to you in the book, meaning the Quran, that when you hear Allah's signs, being disbelieved and divided, do not sit with them until they engage in some other discourse. So this verse of the Holy Quran, it gives us a kind of a general rule regarding where we are prohibited from sitting. Meaning, if there's a place where Allah's signs are being disregarded, are being derided, are being denied, then one should get up and leave from that place. One should not sit there unless and until those people engage in some other discourse. Now, with respect to this verse of the Holy Quran, Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam said the following: it means that when you hear someone denying the truth and rejecting it, now at this part of the tradition, the beginning of the tradition, the Imam mentions a general rule. Then following it, the Imam mentions something specific and says, and speaking ill about the Imams. For example, somebody's speaking ill about the Imams. It doesn't necessarily mean that they are insulting the Imams. It could be that they're denying their spiritual and religious authority or some other authority that they might possess. If they're speaking ill and wrong about the Imams, then the Imam says, you should stand up and leave him. And this is actually very interesting, because then the Imam continues and says, and never sit with him again, no matter who he might be. Meaning, not only should you leave this place, but you should never ever sit again with this person. A very strong prohibition. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the prohibited places from sitting in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.